You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. Today, my guest is Rosemary Innes, who is the founding director and creator of the Phi Energy Dots. Welcome to Nature Connections, Rosemary.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello, and I'm delighted that you're here today as somebody who uses your energy dots. So it's great to be able to share with everybody how we can all use our computers and our mobiles much more safely thanks to what you do. So I'm thinking that many people listening might not actually know what Phi Energy Dots are. So would you just quickly fill us in and then we can talk about the background to it all?
Yes, certainly. It's great to be here, Sarah, and lovely to be speaking with you. Phi Energy Dots are a range of harmonizing devices that we can use to harmonize the emissions from the equipment that we use and various other things. So there are actually five energy dots in the range. And in general, the idea is that each of these dots will help to make this Wi-Fi world that we live in much easier for us and less stressful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because I think so many of us actually don't really realize how much they impact on us because we're used to it.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things about human nature is we're very, very adaptable. And over the period where we've been using mobile phones and laptops and wireless and so on, we've adapted ourselves more and more until we find ourselves backed into a corner in terms of the amount of vitality and quality of life that we can expect.
Yes, definitely. So we're going to find out much more about them as we go through the interview. But first of all, I'd love to know a little bit about how you came to actually create this technology.
Well, that's something that is a story indeed, because there are two reasons for it. One is I discovered that I am personally what is now known as electrosensitive or electrohypersensitive, I think is another more medical phrase for it. Which made sense to me or made sense of experiences that I'd had all my life, even in childhood, that otherwise did not make sense at all. So my own sensitivity was one factor. And the other was that I had been working for some time as an energy therapist in the southwest of England where I live, and noticed that after a session with a client, we'd work together to achieve balanced and strengthened energy levels. And then that client would, or most of the clients would put a get up from the session, put a mobile phone in their pocket and go back to work at their computer. Mm. And the result was that the next time I saw them, it had been a process of three steps forward and two steps back. Mm. So it was my first real sort of realization that there was something going on that was detrimental in spite of people's efforts on many accounts, you know, through diet and through exercise and through conscious living. It was being sabotaged or undermined by this exposure.
Mm. So obviously there are many reasons for why people might feel unwell, and clearly people need to consult medical professionals if they do. But what are some of the symptoms that people might experience if they're electrosensitive?
Well, the first and most obvious ones are that in using a mobile phone, for example, you might find that your ear gets very hot. There's a sort of burning sensation in the actual using of the mobile itself. But on a sort of longer term basis, one might experience headaches, sleeplessness, a sense of anxiety, these kind of things and rashes or pains in the body that are not attributable to anything in particular. The interesting thing I've come to realize is that each of us has an area that can be regarded as our constitutional weakness. And often electrosensitivity shows up in that area. So, you know, it could be digestive problems, it could be emotional problems, which makes it really quite hard to pinpoint, especially if you don't know what to look for.
Absolutely, yes. So it's a whole new area, really, for people to explore, isn't it? And I think you are clearly one of the pioneers of helping people to do that with your technology, but also by the way that you are able to speak about this and educate us.
Well, certainly, it feels like it's been around a long time. I've been working with this particularly specifically for almost 14 years now. And in the early days, most people looked at me as if I had three heads when I talked about electrosensitivity. Whereas nowadays, I see a huge uptake in understanding, perhaps because the number of people experiencing it is growing, and therefore they present themselves to members of the medical profession and alternative and allopathic with these symptoms, and so everyone has to sit up and listen.
Yes, yes, definitely. Well, let's find out a little bit more about it with you here with us today, which is a real treat. I know something about this, but I'm certainly not an expert, and I'm thinking that people listening to Nature Connections show will probably be similar to me. So tell us a little bit about electromagnetic frequencies and what they do, good and bad.
Good and bad. Well, electromagnetic frequencies, full stop, is the electromagnetic spectrum, which is what pretty much everything is made out of, in a sense. It's about how things vibrate and the frequency at which that vibration happens. Most people are aware of, a quote from Albert Einstein, where he's reputed to have said that everything is energy. And I think that's been proven now by the quantum physicists and others. So these energies are naturally occurring, and there's a background resonance from everything that's alive on the planet that you could call electromagnetic fields. However, in the last 100 years, and more specifically in the last 20 years, we've taken on electrical equipment into our lives, into our culture, and into our civilization in a big way, and it's escalating. So we have radios, we have mobile phones, we have TVs, we have fridges, electric lights, and so on. And with the advent of the mobile phone, it was the very first time ever that we have been exposed to such intense electromagnetic fields from equipment close to our body on a regular basis. And the thing about these fields created by the electrical and electronic equipment that we use is it's man-made. So it's not naturally occurring. And because it's man-made, it behaves in a slightly different way than naturally occurring fields do. And we talked earlier about adapting. And so when on our planet something new happens, in the past, it's been a slow, gradual evolution. And everything in the ecosphere has time to adapt to it. This hasn't happened in the case of electromagnetic fields. And so the body does not know how to respond and is feeling invaded. So you get an immune system response, which is one of the reasons why we have these symptoms.
The body starts talking.
Absolutely. The body is talking, and one of the things that I find myself saying to people on this subject often is, if you listen to the body, it's telling you whether you're comfortable with these fields or not. And in a large number of cases, particularly in people who are sensitive to these fields, the body is not. There's a sense of, ooh, I'd really rather not be holding this. In fact, I'd rather have it at arm's length, if anywhere at all.
Yes. So the technology that you have actually created, I know, is based on some quite extraordinary research that you've done, because I was reading about it on your website, and obviously people can go on and find out about it from there, but it's all based around sacred geometry, isn't it?
That's one element of the programming. What we use is a little, very slim magnetic disc, which is why we call them dots. Mm. Dots is the sort of affectionate nickname that we give them. And this little magnetic disc acts as a data storage device, if you like. It gives us something to anchor an energy signature into. This is, in concept, it's not unlike homeopathy, where there's a little piece of lactose that anchors the energy signature for the remedy, or indeed flower essences, where you use a liquid to anchor the signature. So it's a similar idea, only we're using, and most people will be aware that magnetic material holds information. The magnetic strip on the reverse of the credit card is a good case in point there. So we're using the principle of the magnetic material holding information to write three layers of different information onto the product, onto the disc. Mm. So the first layer is an energetic layer, which is like the power of the disc. And then the second layer directs that energy to a specific purpose, which is how we get an electro dot as opposed to a bio dot, as opposed to a Wi-Fi dot, and so on. Mm-hmm. And then the third layer, we're using the sacred geometry known as the seed of life. The seed of life is the central motif of the flower of life. And in essence, it describes geometrically how light comes into form. So what we have there is a quite a unique little recipe that gives us the technology that is present in all of the energy dots.
So as they come together, what does that create? Can you explain to us a little bit how that actually then comes in to protect us?
How do those layers, you mean?
Yes.
They work together to hold a resonance. The name Phi is the name of the company, the Phi Harmonics. And the name Phi is classically known as the golden mean or the divine ratio. It's actually a proportion. And that proportion has been used throughout history to create beautiful harmonic vibrations in architecture, in music, in mathematics, and so on. And so we're using that Phi harmonic. It's nature's signature for the way that all things are created in perfect harmony. Mm. And that's the reason that they're so potent and so effective. And instead of giving you something, in a way, this vibration is reminding you of the perfected state. Mm. So if you wear a bio dot, the vibrational information is picked up by your vibrational field and translated into a place of balance and harmony that's exact for you specifically. It's not one size fits all. This is an interactive device that works for you uniquely.
And that's very interesting, because the first time I ever came into contact with one, my friend actually gave me one for my birthday.
Oh, lovely present.
In a little bracelet. And I took it out the box, quite innocently. I mean, I knew what it was and what it was for, but quite innocently took it out the box. And as I held it and put it on my wrist, it was as if somebody had switched a light on in the room.
That's beautiful.
And it was daylight at the time. And it was really quick. It was just like everything went light around me, and I was like, oh wow, this is wow. And I put it on, and I've not experienced it again when I've put it on, but I think that's possibly because my body's adjusted. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. For some people, it's as instant as that, and for others it takes a few hours, but generally it's very quick. This is the joy and the beauty of working energetically, as you know. And as I say, this is light energy information, which often can be experienced as a lightening or even just a sense of relief. Mm. Some people experience it as like coming home, and as a very loving, nurturing energy.
Mm. Yes, yes. Well, it was extraordinary. But being an energy medicine practitioner myself, I am able to recognize vibrations, how they affect my body. But that was quite a surprise and very lovely. So it was just interesting to hear you talk about it, because that is exactly how I experienced it.
You're listening to the Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.
So let's talk a little bit about the not so good side of the electromagnetic frequencies. It's certainly not something I enjoy talking about, but I do think it's really important for people to be aware of this topic. And I know for children in particular, is one of your passions to help children be able to work with the new technologies and stay safe.
Yes, it's absolutely crucial for children and for pregnant women, because when the body is growing, when the cells are reproducing at the rate that they do in pregnancy and in childhood, the interference of the electromagnetic fields from the equipment that we use can go straight through bodies. I mean, actually, if you think that the emissions and the signal from a wireless router, for example, is designed to go through concrete walls, it's very definitely passing through our bodies. And our bodies are electrical in nature, not just the energy field, but the way that the cells communicate is electrical in nature, as I understand it. And that electrical, that very delicate, essential balance is affected by the electromagnetic fields in our vicinity, particularly for little people. And the sad thing is that they are exposed as much, if not more, to these things, to these fields, as we are as adults, because now classrooms are wired. They have whiteboards and computers, and everything in their environment in school is fairly electromagnetically toxic. Mm. Plus, obviously, there is quite a strong hype on having a mobile phone.
Yeah.
10 years ago, there was, or more than 10 years, the year 2000, there was a paper produced by Sir Andrew Stewart. I think it cost about £6 billion to produce this. Some of it was funded by taxpayers and some by industry. But the outcome of this research paper into the effects of mobile phones on health was indeterminate, and they couldn't prove one thing or the other, but the outcome was that they recommended, above all else, that children under the age of 16 should not use mobile phones except in emergencies. Mm. And there was a plan to circularize every school in the country to that effect, which actually didn't happen in the end.
No.
And now, a few years down the line, the same message is still waiting to be heard.
Extraordinary, isn't it?
Mm. Yes, it is.
And I guess parents are in a very difficult situation, aren't they? Because the world is now geared up to work this way. So,
well, that's true, Sarah. And the thing is, I'm not a technophobe. I actually enjoy using computers and laptops and iPads and all of these things. I think they're tremendously useful and beneficial in many ways. I just don't want them to make me ill or anybody else. Mm. One of the important elements of this is education, and that's a big part of our work with Phi Harmonics, is to help people to get the information that they need to understand and make sensible choices about how they use their equipment. Because even with energy dots, we still recommend that you switch off and step away from equipment and get into nature as much as you possibly can.
Yes, and I guess going into nature would be a little bit equivalent to how you described using one of the dots before. As soon as we step out into the green, into the fresh, our bodies are reminded of a different frequency.
That's right, and it's there and it's available to us. It's just a question of being aware that that's there and that it's actually really important to our health.
So what are some of the recommendations? I imagine that there might be parents listening to this program now and being very interested in what you're saying, and we can direct them to your website towards the end of the interview. But what would be some other advice that you could give them to help them allow their children to stay safe?
Well, one of the very important things, I think, is to make sure that the sleeping area is very clean and clear, which means, sadly, no mobile phones in the bedroom, or if you do have a mobile phone in the bedroom, switch it off or put it to flight mode, which means then that it's safe to use as an alarm clock. One of the disturbing things that I hear very often when I'm talking to people is that children have the mobile phone under their pillow when they sleep. Often it's plugged in and charging, and that's just completely undermining the whole refreshing intention of sleep. Plus it's compromising the cell renewal. Mm-hmm. So sleep is an important one. Also, if you have a wireless router in the house, again, switch that off at night. Obviously, with all of these, you can use energy dots as well. But what I'm saying is it's really important that when you're not using these things, just keep away from them, turn them off. And when you are, we recommend using energy dots on them to harmonize the emissions. Mm. Another important element is diet, interestingly, and amount of hydration. So if I'm dehydrated and I'm eating junk food, I'm going to be a lot more affected by EMFs than if I'm taking care of my health in that way.
Mm. Yes, like everything, if the system is strong, then it can withstand things that are not so good for it.
Yes, up to a point, obviously.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yes, interesting about the routers, turning them off at night, because we've started doing that. And every night when I switch it off, or when my partner switches it off, I actually hear, it feels the house goes silent. I can actually feel the silence.
How lovely. Well, there's a very good reason to switch off at night. I had an interesting experience when I was redecorating my house recently. And I moved the router from one room to another, and I had a Wi-Fi dot on the router, but it wasn't stuck. So three nights in a row, I couldn't get into a deep sleep. I kept waking up and going back down for an hour or two and then waking up again. I thought, what's up? There's nothing troubling me. So, you know, why am I waking up? Mm. And then I sat up in the middle of the night and I thought, check the router. And I went to see, and sure enough, the router, the dot had fallen off the router, and I put a dot back on it. And that same experience as you're describing happened. It was like sudden peace, sudden silence, and a beautiful velvety darkness. And I went into the deepest sleep. So yeah. if this equipment is causing that kind of disruption in sleep, that in itself is having quite a profound effect on my daily experience.
Yes, and it's not until you notice the difference that you actually notice what it's doing, if that makes sense.
Yes. And that's something that in order for people to really take this work on board, it helps if they can feel the difference. So there's a little test that we do. It's a little experiment, really. If you hold your mobile phone just on standby to your chest or your solar plexus, and notice any sensation that you would attribute to the presence of the phone, It gives you the chance to actually stop and tune into what's happening, rather than just putting it into your pocket and carrying on with your day. Mm. So perhaps some of the listeners might like to try this. And if they get a sense of their heart rate goes up, or their breathing gets more shallow, or they have a sense of anxiety about the presence of it, or they just don't want it there, then that's them. That's their body telling them there's something not quite comfortable for them happening in that exposure. Mm. And then, obviously, if I was there, I would present an electrodot to them to put on the phone. And very often when this happens, even people who wouldn't say they're electrosensitive or energy sensitive can feel a sense of relief, a sense of relaxing.
Yeah, and it's probably worth my sharing as you talk about that. Recently, in the last few months, I attended a talk that you gave, and where you used, or we as a group used, I think it was the space dot, wasn't it? Is that the
yes,
one
that's
you put
right
in the room?
Yes.
And how I actually experienced that was when the space dot went into the correct place in the room, all of a sudden I felt really calm. And I was I was sat at the completely opposite end of the room, quite far away from you.
Yes.
And I wasn't not calm beforehand.
Yes, well, I was going to say, how did you feel before the dot was there?
Yeah, tired, but not okay, but tired. And I still felt tired afterwards, because I was, basically. But I felt really calm, and that calmness stayed for 4 or 5 hours, even when I was out of the room.
Mm. Well, that's beautiful. And that also helps to describe why we call them harmonizers, because they do, each of the five dots harmonizes a different element of our world in different ways. And the space dot is for harmonizing the environment. And it brings that that harmonious sensation, which is what really we need for the feel-good factor.
Yeah.
Which allows us to interact more comfortably and to be creative and to relax and to enjoy our lives instead of being literally wired all the time.
Mm. Yeah, very, very interesting. So what I do encourage people to do, if they're able to try the dots, is to take notice of how you feel, because it's really easy not to.
Yes.
But when you do actually check in and do that exercise, as you described, by holding a phone over a sensitive part of the body, you do notice the difference. Well, it's really interesting, Rosemary. I've really enjoyed listening to learning more about them myself today. So can you tell everybody how they can find out some more?
Well, yes, Sarah. The obvious one is to have a look at our website, which is energydots.co.uk. The timing of this talk is good, because this is it's literally been launched last week. So we're very pleased to be presenting our new website.
Wonderful.
We also have a Facebook page, if you'd like to interact with that, which is easy to find if you're on Facebook. Just type Phi Energy Dots or even Energy Dots onto the search bar, and that will take you to our page. And if anyone would like, would like to talk to me particularly, my email address is rosemary@energydots.co.uk.
And I guess your dots are available everywhere. Well, maybe not everywhere, not yet, but in different countries.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we sell them on the site. You'll find the shop there. And we can send those to people in any country on the planet. And we do.
I'm sure you do. Yes, I'm sure you do. So there are different dots, aren't there? So let's very quickly talk about, because we've talked about the dots for the phones.
Yes.
Which are the Wi-Fi dots?
Those are the electrodots.
Electrodots.
Yes. The three most important ones in terms of electropollution and electrostress are electrodot, which is for electrical equipment of all kinds, and that includes PCs and laptops and mobile phones and TVs and Xboxes, all of those things. Then there's the Wi-Fi dot, which is very specifically for the wireless router. The next one is the biodot, which is, as the name suggests, it's for biological energy fields. So that's for people, pets, even benefit from them. And so that helps to harmonize and strengthen the biological field. And what we recommend, and we have some special offers, where you can buy a BioDot in the form of a bracelet or a little bio tag that has a free ElectroDot in it, because we recommend that you use the BioDot and the ElectroDot together so that you're addressing the strengthening of your own field, which makes you more resistant to the environment, and harmonizing the emissions from equipment in your field. Mm-hmm. So those two go together. And then there's the AquaDot, which is very important considering how much water is part of our world and our lives, and the percentage of our body being made of water. So the AquaDot can be used on a water filter, or you can stick it onto a coaster and stand your drinks on the coaster for a minute or two before you drink them. And what the AquaDot is doing is to harmonize the activity of the molecules in the water. Most people are aware of the need to filter water to reduce or remove the physical toxins. But water is very receptive, and it also takes on energetic information on its journey to your glass. And what the AquaDot does is to clear that and to restore the natural harmonic into the water so that it's more refreshing. It actually even tastes better and more hydrating when you drink it. Mm. And then the last one, as you mentioned, is the SpaceDot, which is for harmonizing space. It will work to an extent to harmonize ambient EMFs, not specific EMFs from equipment, but any EMFs in the sort of general area of a space or a room. But more specifically, it addresses geopathic stress, energetic imbalances to do with architecture, or energetic leavings or residues in the room, and things of that sort. So it's more like space clearing, more like creating a good feng shui in a space. Mm. And of these five main dots, you can use them individually or in combination in any way that suits your lifestyle. So they're incredibly versatile.
Yes, it was interesting that you mentioned pets there, actually, because as you were talking about them in the home, it suddenly came to me, what about the pets?
Yes, absolutely.
So
they are.
How would we use them for our pets?
Well, yes, of course, pets are just as susceptible to the EMFs as everybody else. It's quite a good idea to attach a BioDot to a pet's collar, or if the pet doesn't wear a collar, then to perhaps put an ElectroDot or a BioDot in the area of their basket or where they like to sleep most.
Yeah.
Or even to stitch one into a cushion that they lie with or something of that nature.
Yeah.
I've even known someone who put a BioDot under her cockatoo cage.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes, and they do benefit from the harmonizing that you might do in the home anyway. Mm. A woman recently mentioned that her dog was now sleeping near the wireless router, and it wouldn't go near the router before it had a Wi-Fi dot put on it. Mm. So yes, we have to look after the furry ones as well.
Absolutely, yes, because they're affected just like we are, and we wouldn't necessarily, because they don't actually pick up mobile phones or go on their laptops. We might not think about it, but if we think about it from the perspective that you've been talking about it today, of information travelling through space that travels through our bodies, then of course they're affected.
Yes, absolutely, and not only the animals. The whole electropollution situation is an ecological situation. It's affecting plant growth and the oceans and everything in the ecosphere.
So it's a big subject, isn't it?
It's an enormous subject. And to be honest, I would put electropollution up there alongside global warming as one of our main concerns that needs to be addressed in the short term.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to have you come back on Nature Connections at some point in the future and update us on how everything is going and on the latest research.
Oh, I would be very delighted to do that, Sarah.
Yes, it fits so beautifully in with everything that we talk about on Nature Connections, in helping our world become more natural, more in resonance, help our vibrations be more harmonious, and help us really live up to our higher selves, the biggest versions of ourselves.
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you very, very much for coming on the show today. I've really enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks, Sarah.
Okay, thank you, Rosemary. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.